darn it, I forgot to turn off the alarm. Now, let's see. Oh, there's a loose $5 bill. Yep, that's all I'll need. Thank you. So long, Ed. I'll see you in the spring. Take it easy.
So long.
Well, that takes care of that. Now, if I can get finished packing here. So...
Oh, it's you, boss. I heard your burglar alarm go off, so I rushed right in from the garage.
Oh, you mean you could hear it way out there?
Hear it? Everybody in Beverly Hills is digging a foxhole.
Well, I like to be on the safe side. Anyway, I'm glad you came in, Rochester. I want you to finish packing my trunk.
Yes, sir. Oh, say, boss.
What?
I packed your toupees in that hat box.
My toupees?
Yeah, I put in the blonde one, the dark one, the curly one, and the two with the fur lining.
Good.
Do you want to take the one with the cowlick?
The cowlick?
Yeah, you know, the one you say makes you look like Van Johnson.
No, never mind that one. I'll be associating with an older crowd in New York. By the way, Roger, you finished your own packing?
I didn't do any packing. I'm traveling light this year.
Light?
Yeah, one pair of shoes, two pairs of shorts, three pair of socks, and four pair of dice.
Dice, I should have known. I suppose you think you're going to New York and clean out the town.
I sure am, boss. But I'll admit Wall Street has me a little worried.
What do you mean?
Well, I can bring back the money myself, but how am I going to move those buildings?
Now, you're just being silly. Look, Rochester, get my suits out of the closet. And then... Go ahead, Rochester. I'll answer the door. Oh, hello, Larry. Why aren't you home packing?
Oh, I'm packed already. I just came over to see if I could help you.
Oh, I'm getting along all right, kid.
Gee, Mr. Benny, I'm all excited. I've never taken such a long trip before.
Oh, you'll love New York. Now, won't he, Rochester?
Yes, sir, especially this time of year.
Yeah, and don't forget, Larry, we change at Chicago.
Oh, I won't have to. I've got mine on already.
Larry, I mean we change trains. That's where we get off the chief and take the 20th century.
Oh.
Say, kid, what are you going to sing on our first program in New York? Got it all set?
Yes, would you like to hear it, Mr. Benny?
Yeah, I want to see if it's okay. Oh, hold it a minute, kid. There's the phone. Hello?
Hiya, Jackson.
Oh, hello, Phil. I'm busy packing. Are you packed yet?
Well, I would be, but my laundry hasn't come back. My shirts and things.
Well, for heaven's sake, we're leaving in 2 hours. Haven't you any other shirts?
No, those were the only ones I had.
Oh, well, that's different. Rochester, let everything else go and finish ironing Mr. Harris's shirt. Hurry up.
But, boss, you promised Miss Stanwyck you'd get her stuff out first.
Miss Stanwyck can wait. This is an emergency. All right, Phil, we'll bring it to the station.
Okay, see you later, Jackson. I'll meet you on the chef.
That's the chief. The chief. That's the name of the train.
I know, I pulled the switch. Oh, Harris, you curly-headed clown. What keeps you from going high hat, you boy?
Because you can't get a high hat on a low brow. Now, goodbye. Okay, Larry, let's hear that song you're gonna do, will you, kid?
Of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western skies. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains.